Under the bill, New Jersey medical professionals would have to tell patients their in-state options and provide the clinical rationale for transferring them before sending them out of state. Margaret Burke is a senior vice president at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. She says forcing medical professionals to complete those steps
could feel disjointed and confusing to our patients, but more importantly, add unnecessary delay and burden at a time when a patient feels vulnerable and anxious.
Backers say New Jersey hospitals and medical facilities offer quality care in a variety of fields, including cancer care and trauma. The Assembly approved the bill, which now goes before the state Senate for a vote. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.